Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Fornum, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Friday, February 1st, 1952, American movies shown at the many theaters across the island came under the microscope. The Barbados Advocate reported on the heated discussion in the House of Assembly, drawing a correlation between American movies and violence in the country. Mr. Ointie Alder, the senior member for St. John, raised the issue of cinematic film being tied to violence within the society. He purported that many of the people were dissatisfied with the type of films being shown in the island. Alder observed, quote, "While it was true that the government appointed the censors, they did not work in the interest of the cultural advancement of the island, but in the interest of the theater owners," end quote. Mr. Alder continued, quote, "Most of the films they get nowadays dealt with gangsterism and the American type of underworld goings on, and contributed to the amount of immorality which they act in practice among the masses, in addition to the many stabbings which had occurred within the last few months," end quote. He also said that it was, quote, "useless to appoint censors when they did not see it fit to run the kind of films that would help to improve the culture of the population," end quote. He further proposed that at least 23% of films should be educational. Rising in support of Mr. Alder's views was Mr. Edie Motley, who expressed disappointment at the nonverbal responses of some of the members. He proffered that the cinema seemed to play an important role in the lives of the young people in the colony. Therefore, it was necessary that persons appointed as censors should be of some moral and spiritual character. While Mr. Motley understood that humans should have varied experiences, he was more readily convinced that the content of the pictures shown in this country should raise the educational and moral character of the people. He added, quote, "Anyone with any parental responsibility, and hearing the chatter of the youngsters and reading of the shootings, stabbings, and hold-ups, must begin to worry for the future of Barbados," end quote. Therefore, while agreeing that there was a need for stronger censorship, he stopped short of foisting sole blame on the gangster pictures for the increase in crime on the island. However, consistent with the Advocate's report, Mr. Motley did, however, advance the point, quote, that the well-to-do people of all classes and colors in the community were partly to be blamed because many were apparently more interested in allowing their children to attend cheap cinema shows and clubs, even on Sundays, rather than go to church and be brought up in some religious atmosphere. As the old adage goes, quote unquote, history repeats itself. And so, then as now, the issue of violence in the society plagued and befuddled lawmakers. And on this day, February 1st in the year 1952, the public was made privy to their thoughts and positions on the matter.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.